AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Jim Himes from Connecticut, says what he saw was one of the most troubling things he's seen in his time in public service. The Navy admiral who reportedly issued orders for the U.S. military to fire upon survivors of an attack on an alleged drug boat gave classified briefings to lawmakers. Himes came out of the briefing and said, "You have two individuals in clear distress without any means of locomotion with a destroyed vessel and were killed by the United States. There are mounting questions over whether the strikes may have violated the law." An arrest has been made in connection with pipe bombs placed outside the headquarters of the Republican and Democratic National Parties in Washington nearly 5 years ago. Sources tell the AP the suspect in custody has been identified as Brian Cole from Woodbridge, Virginia, outside Washington. More from the AP's Eric Tucker.
The pipe bombs were placed on the eve of the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol. And since then, the investigation has really vexed law enforcement. It's spawned a multitude of conspiracy theories. And until now, it's failed to result in an arrest despite law enforcement pursuing many tips.
Nobody was hurt before the bombs were rendered safe, but the FBI has said both devices could have been lethal. No other details were immediately available, including the charges Cole might face. The Bureau has for years struggled to pinpoint a suspect despite hundreds of tips and a significant number of interviews. Applications dropped for unemployment benefits.
The number of Americans applying for jobless benefits for the week ending November 29th fell to 191,000 from the previous week's 218,000. That's the lowest level in more than 3 years, which potentially complicates the Federal Reserve's upcoming decision on interest rates. Applications for unemployment aid are viewed as a proxy for layoffs and are close to a real-time indicator of the health of the job market. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
This is AP News. The language learning company Babbel and closed captioning company The Captioning Group released a list of the most mispronounced words of 2025. The mayor-elect of New York has people struggling to pronounce his name right.
The name is Mamdani. M-A-M-D-A-N-I. You should learn how to say it.
Zoran Mamdani doesn't like it when his name is intentionally misproduced. President Trump had trouble with pronouncing a well-known medicine.
I said, well, let's see how we say that. Acetaminophen. Is that okay?
Also, Babbel's Esteban Toma says the theft of France's crown jewels at the world's most visited museum had people baffled.
Louvre, if you just add a little bit, that it might, a French person might be like, that's not exactly correct, but at least you're attempting to say it correctly.
He says it's tough to adapt to sounds we've never made before. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.